My name is Richard Kane, and while in Iraq in 2005, I had two confirmed kills while overseas in combat.
At 20 years old, Richard Kane was a member of the renowned Lima Company, part of the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marine Regiment. During his 6-month deployment, 23 of his fellow Marines were killed. Though he remained physically unscathed, Kane has had to cope with his act of killing 2 insurgents. The Columbus Dispatch is telling the stories of several people who took someone's life. I'm Dispatch reporter Erica Thompson, and in this podcast episode, you will hear Kane recount his experience in his own words. He shares how talking to young people has helped him move forward. To support journalism like this, subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch at dispatch.com/subscribe.
They happened on May 11th, 2005. Just happened to be Mother's Day. We were up near, it was Nuyubati, Iraq, up near the Syrian border, and we were originally supposed to have security for the army to set up a bridge for everybody to get over across the Euphrates River. And we started taking small arms fire and incoming mortar fire in the middle of the desert about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And we started clearing through a small town, Nuyubati, while we were over there, and going house to house, rooftop to rooftop, just clearing through, trying to pinpoint where the shots were coming from and find the insurgents. And my platoon, or my squad, actually got to the second to last house. I was actually jumping rooftop to rooftop, providing the overwatch and checking the backyards, providing overwatch for my fire team while they were clearing through the buildings down below. And we got to the second to last house where a firefight broke out into the building directly behind where I was providing overwatch for. And our first platoon, or second platoon, or squad that was clearing through that side of the town, actually, the second that they ended up trying to gain entry into the house, they were fired upon from inside the house by 3 or 4 insurgents. And after they initially gained entry to it, there was 2 of the insurgents actually came out of the back of the house into the backyard where I was providing the overwatch for. And that's when I engaged the insurgents and end up dropping 2 of the 4. 2 of them ran back inside. The 2 confirms that I had, my platoon sergeant at the time, Staff Sergeant Goodwin, that was the last words that he actually said to me was he went out back of the house when they were clearing through the house. They had ruled that the house was cleared, and he came back through the house, and he confirmed the 2 kills and said, "Kane, you did a good job. You have 2 confirmed kills." And he went back into the house, and he went to a closet that was up underneath of the steps in the house, and that the second that he tried to open up the door, that's when the insurgents fired upon him and actually witnessed him getting shot in the chest and 1 just right above the neck area, right in front of me, probably about 20-30 feet in front of me, and there wasn't a thing that I could do about it. He did pass. He was pronounced KIA, killed in action. At that particular time, it really didn't affect me, but after my fire team got up to the rooftop with me and they started providing the overwatch, I sat down in a corner and just sat there and thought to myself, I can't believe I just took 2 lives. And I mean, I really don't think about it too much these days, but I mean, at that particular time, that was the only thing I went through my, I kept going through my head was, I can't believe I took two lives while I was over there.
After returning home to Delaware in 2008, Kane was worried he might have PTSD, although he was never diagnosed with it. He has been invited to his alma mater, Delaware Hayes High School, to speak to young students about his experience. He finds that it has helped him cope, though he doesn't feel guilty about his two confirmed kills. It was part of his job, and he's proud of his military service, he said.
When that happened in 2005, I was 20 years old when that happened. I just had a birthday last month. I'm 35 now. So 15 years later. I mean, I tell my story now. It really doesn't affect me with what had happened while we were over there. It doesn't really affect the way I live my life or my thought process of anything that happened while we were over there. I actually tell my story, and I think that actually helps me cope with reality. Like, I'm not ashamed of anything that I did while I was overseas. A lot of people ask me, they're like, well, how does it make you feel that you took somebody's life? And I mean, as much as I hate to say it, and it's not really politically correct to say it, it's, they were shooting at me, I was shooting back at them. The way that I look at it is, I mean, it's a job while you're over there. I mean, you're protecting the country, you're protecting the place that you live.
The aftermath of Richard Kane's service has not been without hurdles. For example, the anniversary of the incident proved challenging for some time.
I did not celebrate Mother's Day for probably the first 5 years after coming home from Iraq. And my mother actually understood. But, I mean, now I celebrate Mother's Day just like everybody else.
To read more about Richard Kane and the stories of others in our series, visit dispatch.com/I took a life.